What? I'm at odds. And okay, I'll drop it. I just don't know what Campbell wants. I'll drop it. Drop it. Don't tell me. I mean, it doesn't matter at the end. Thank you, sir. Please.
Colleen?
Please.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Saying about the bylaws.
Arlene, your point of information comes first, and I'll handle the point of order.
Okay. But the point of information is that the ballots are scheduled to go out on Monday. So if there's anything that affects that mailing, which I think this would, anything after tonight will be too late.
That's fine.
Very good. Very
thank you, Arlene. Thank you.
Thank you, Arlene.
What's your point of order?
I'm wondering, you know, I know there's 7 days notice, but this body has the right to put on a motion any time before the agenda is approved, correct, Mr. Chair? But after
no, that, not according to the bylaws. That's one of the reasons we try to change the bylaws, but no.
No, you know what? I've never seen that because we have put things on the agenda before without 7 days notice. When we're approving the agenda,
you can do this. You can do this with unanimous consent.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. Right now, it would take 2/3 to change it. Would it not?
This isn't a motion which is on the agenda, and we want to move it up. This is a motion which hasn't come before us at all before.
Mr.
In fact,
Summers?
I understand that
it still isn't before us.
If my recollection serves, we did vote on this, and this would be reaffirming.
No,
prior vote.
That's not at all true, thank you.
I don't know what the this is to begin with. So, but in any case...
A point of information, Chair.
Rico?
Yeah, I know your ruling is that we don't even have to hear what it is because of the 7-day issue. I would like to know what it is because eventually it sounds like we're going to have to make some decisions on this and it might speed up the process.
It's possible to
put
it on with unanimous consent.
Point of order.
Yes, Richard.
As I have read the bylaws many times, the 7 days notice is notice of the meeting.
Thank
it's
you.
Not not it's not
That's
notice
I,
of the agenda. If somebody wants to change the agenda, it takes a 2/3 vote at any time. And what Campbell is talking about is the opt-in or opt-out thing. We've already voted on it one stop in.
Right, to have ourselves in written.
My ruling is that is not the substance of, that is not how the bylaws are to be interpreted. That the intention of the bylaws was that things could not be brought up which hadn't been heard before at a regular meeting. Now, I don't think it's a good idea, but I do think that that's what the bylaws say. So that's my ruling. If you want to overrule the chair, that's fine. But that's my ruling.
This is Summer. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Summer. What is it you wanted to say?
Point of inquiry, George.
I'm going to
turn it over to me. Summer,
do you have a point of information, or what is it?
I have a query, just because I'm not quite clear.
Okay.
And we all know what I think of the current elections, and my opinion has not changed in the least as I move along. I'm not quite understanding what Campbell is asking. Is there a controversy that their campaign statements are not going out in the mail? I mean, I'm just not even clear on what was voted on before in terms of opting in. I think the elections are of paramount importance, and I completely think from a financial perspective, Arlene letting us know, you know, the things are going out on Monday. Sometimes these rules hang us without accomplishing anything. So if you could just clarify, I would feel better.
I will do that.
Thank you.
I will do that.
Thank you.
I think we have a point of information from someone.
Nia, I think.
I have a point of inquiry.
Who was that? Just said that.
That was Andre.
Please, everyone else, stay quiet. Who had the point of information?
I think I can provide the information that was requested without, you know.
There was another one before that, but. Go ahead. Exactly what is your motion that you want to put on the floor?
Yes, exactly. The motion is that the PMB indicates its desire that if people do not want a mailed ballot by the USPS, that they would have to express their desire to opt out.
Yeah.
point of information?
The point of order.
That's what he wants to introduce. I've already ruled it out of order.
George, thank you.
Could you clarify, as chair, just the question, did the PMB previously vote
just
that?
Just a moment, please. Nia had a point of order before all of this.
My point of order is the executive director said these things are going out on Monday. If it's that important and it is the motion that was passed for the
election
for the
committee,
the board passed that. So if the board passed that, why isn't the foundation doing what the board told it to do?
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
That isn't a point of order. But,
yeah, I'm not clear.
Here's the deal. Okay, I've ruled on this. If you all want to consider this, you can overrule my point of order. You can overrule what I said, and we have 10 minutes to.
I will second Campbell on this. I'd like to know what's going on with our.
There's nothing to second except. Does anyone want to challenge my point of order, my ruling on the order?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Can we just take a vote on that so we have time to do something?
Is there a second for the challenge?
What's that? Is there a second for the challenge?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Can we take a vote on that? So, Richard, please take a vote on the my ruling on the point of order.
If you
vote yes, you sustain the chair, and we're essentially used up all the time on this, so we will essentially adjourn. If you vote no... We will now have allow Campbell to introduce a motion on the floor, and as I say, we have 5 minutes before the end of the meeting, and we have an executive session coming up with a lawyer waiting for to be on it. Okay, so go ahead, Richard.
Okay, motion to sustain the chair. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Leslie.
Sorry, I was on mute over here. No. To sustain the role of the chair, yes.
Summaries.
No.
Rico Ross.
Sustain.
Bill Crozier.
Yes means sustain the chair, right?
Yes.
Right.
I vote yes.
Alberto Lorero.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell, no. Nia Bediako.
No. You want another lawsuit? What are we doing?
Kathy Davis.
No.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Pass.
I'm sorry, was it a pass?
Yeah. Pass.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson. No. Kimberly Orendorf.
No.
Marcel Reed.
No.
Jim Bennett. Fia Wangaza.
Abstain.
Sharam Agmir. Tracy Rosenberg. Andrea Turner.
No.
Joe Wenzala.
No.
Somebody passed. Jennifer passed.
No.
And this is Lesko. I'd like my vote registered as a no.
Yours was no. I got it. No.
Thank you. I flip flopped
okay.
there for a moment.
That's four yes.
Your moment.
12 no and 2 abstentions. 4-12-2.
Okay, so the ruling of the chair is overturned. Campbell. You can introduce your motion.
Excuse me, point of order.
Yes.
I mean, point of information. Can I get the vote count again? Kimmer?
4-12-2 abstention. 4-4-12 against, 2 abstention.
Okay.
Point of information.
Yes.
How much time do we have before we adjourn?
Five minutes.
We were past time already.
We have 4 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Chair, let's make it very simple and smooth. The PNB reaffirms its position that members of Pacifica should be afforded the opportunity to receive candidate statements in their ballots unless they choose to opt out.
Okay. And Arlene, would you inform us as to what the present situation is, and have these things been printed, and what the cost will be to reaffirm the position of the board?
Okay, they have not been printed in sufficient quantity to go out with the ballots, so it will delay the mailing, I would assume, a few days. The additional cost will be approximately $30,000.
Mrs.
Okay.
Kemmerer, I'd like to speak to the motion.
And yes. Let's speak on the motion, too, please.
And Bill?
Richard?
Summer? Bill?
Campbell?
Will you? Point of order, sir? Point of order?
Yes.
Will you appoint Mr. Johnson to be the timekeeper on this matter?
Okay. How much time do we have for this matter, Mr. Chair?
How many people are on this back, Mr. Chair?
2 minutes?
Yes.
Motion to extend 10 minutes.
Second.
The motion is actually to suspend the agenda for 10 minutes. We have a time certain for closing at 9:45.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to suspending for 10 minutes?
Yeah. Point of information, sir.
Yes.
What kind? In order to suspend, how many do we need? A simple majority or
two-thirds.
More than that?
If we could all agree
okay.
to it, the 1 minute apiece, we could get through this and get on to our next agenda. We don't have to take forever.
Richard, would you take the role on suspending the agenda and extending time for 10 minutes?
Okay, this is for the extension.
Right.
Nia Bediako? Nia?
Yes, I support the motion.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Was that a no?
Yes.
A yes, okay.
No, it was a no.
Oh, that's wrong.
Say correct. If you're correcting your voter or responding, say correct. Don't say yes or no or not correct.
Well, if your line's not working, I can't.
Correct.
Correct.
A no is correct.
I voted yes.
All right, that's clear enough. Let's continue.
What was it, though?
He voted yes on the motion to extend time.
No, he voted no.
Sean, sure. I'm taking a vote, please. Sean, Alonzo Brown. Alonzo
yes.
Brown.
Extend.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes, extend.
Emery Orendorf.
Extend.
Marcel Reed.
Extend.
Jim Bennett. Sophia Wangaza?
Yes.
Shiram Agmir?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Oh, wait, Shiram, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What'd you vote?
Yes, for extension.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg? Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford.
Did you call
yes.
Maurice? I said yes.
Who?
Summer. I didn't hear my name.
Oh, you're next. You're next. Summer?
Okay. Yes.
Summer, you said yes, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Oh, I abstain, I guess.
Alberto Lorero?
I proudly vote no.
Richard Uzel, I probably go yes.
This is why we love
okay,
each
other. Okay, that's 15 to 31.
Okay, so
15?
The motion passes. Campbell, would you keep time for another,
time
another 10
now?
Minutes? I have Summer on the stack and Bill, and Campbell was the only other person. He's
okay.
spoken about it already, but does anybody else want
okay.
to speak?
Okay.
Joe? Anybody else? Can we limit time to 1 minute on this?
Totally.
Is there any objection to doing that?
Sounds good.
Okay, Summer, you got 1 minute.
Thank you. Okay, I'll make it short and sweet. I can't believe that staff, election supervisor, or anybody else would choose not to include these statements if the board previously voted that people had to opt out.
Please, everyone else, noise in the background. Please, everyone else, stop talking. Go ahead, Summer.
There's a party.
Apparently, I think it is unconscionable not to send out people's candidate statements with the ballots, with all the noise that goes on about factions and people who do or do not do other mailings. Do not equally send out all candidate statements is unbelievable. $30,000 is nothing compared to the litigation costs that this foundation experiences on a regular basis with elections. So I think that it is imperative, it does not matter if this thing is delayed by a week, that every single campaign at every single station has every single campaign statement sent out with the ballots. Anything less is completely unfair and will undoubtedly cost us much more money in the long run. And you know, I think adherence to board policy should be reflected in everyone's personnel files. And when we should do something about this, is we voted on this, it shouldn't even be coming up for discussion. Those campaign statements ought to be in the mail with the ballots. No two bouts about it. Nobody gets a ballot before they get the campaign statements, because you just don't run an election that way anywhere in this country unless you're doing it black box voting and electronic voting and you're working for the Republican Party. Thank you.
Come on, George. Yeah.
Bill?
You know, perfect world, we'd send out all the candidate statements. We'd probably put a CD in the envelope with all the candidate's audio statements, and we'd have all kinds of other things. But what I think is more important is that we not run the foundation to the ground spending money we do not have. We're real good about spending money that, you know, aren't coming in through central services. If all the stations were paying central services, I would support this. But I can't support it. I think it's irresponsible. 85% of these things are going to go in the trash. And if there's a problem with quorum, it can be extended. I'd rather get the ballots out Monday on time, and let's make extra pushes to get the information out on the air and let people request them. Provisions have already been made to get them by mail to whoever wants them.
George, I'd like to be on the stack with Kathy.
Was that Kathy?
Yes.
Okay, Joe's and Kathy.
Move.
Now, wait a minute. Campbell's on the stack, right?
Well, you already spoken on it, Campbell, and I'm going to put you on after the rest. Who is that? Somebody asked for it.
I don't think Campbell got to motivate his motion at all, really.
Really?
I thought he did, but...
No. I just made the motion.
Please, Campbell!
Do I have the floor?
Joe, you have the floor, yeah.
Yeah, I would... I mean, Summer essentially said, what I was thinking about saying, so she's... So in my remarks, I would add, you know, just remind people this is a Democratic, supposedly a station run by listener democracy, a Democratic organization. It can be Democratic if people don't have basic information about who they're voting for. They're supposed to see the names and guess if they don't go online. I mean, I guess the assumption is that people will go online, but there's no guarantee of that. People need to have the information. Sure, some people may not look at it and may go in the trash, but that's not what is going to happen for the most part. And from simple cost-benefit calculation in the larger scheme of things, to try to say we shouldn't pay for elections because the stations aren't paying central services, I mean, that's a separate issue. I think I agree it would be unconscionable not to include information for the voters. Why are we having an election if we're not going to do as much as we can get information to the voters about what they're voting about in terms of candidates? Thank you.
Richard,
Kathy.
To the stack.
Sean, to the stack.
Okay. Kathy, go ahead.
Yes, I don't know if anyone has the figures on how much it cost WBAI to rerun its election, but it was certainly, I believe, more than the $30,000 we're talking about here. And if anybody wants to add up the cost of the lawsuits of any candidates to feel disenfranchised, I think that when we're talking about saving the network, we have to look at the much bigger picture. I think it would be cost effective to delay, if need be, and do the process correctly. Otherwise, we'll be paying for it at the other end.
Okay, Richard.
Somebody's typing into the phone. I kind of resent people saying that PMB might be wasting money by considering this. I think that the National Election Supervisor should have this handled before 2 days before the mail is going out. If she was doing her job, then we wouldn't be at the last minute.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak?
Yes. Yeah. Campbell.
Hold on, Campbell. Alberto.
I heard. Okay, Alberto, then Sean.
Is Campbell on anywhere?
You're the end.
No!
Campbell, I seem to be motivated. It.
Emory
says yes, because I need to be at before you, Campbell.
Alberto.
Just a quick one. I sent my email. Of course, it's a. I sent my email to my local election supervisor to please not send me the candidate statement. Thank you very much.
Sean.
Yeah, I just want to associate myself with the remarks of Summer, Joe, and Kathy. An uninformed democracy is not only bad for governance, but it will end us up in lawsuits. And I remind you, we are still dealing with lawsuits from the 2007 election. Not sending out information is definite disenfranchisement and will not stand in court. So send it all out. $30,000 is much less than what we will spend, as we have seen, in court costs. Thank you.
And we have any more time, Campbell?
We've got 3 minutes left.
And Kimmery wants to get
Kimmery?
Yes.
Rico on Tuesday.
Rico.
And I'll be very Hello?
Go ahead, Kimmery.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Nia.
And Nia. Go ahead, Kimmery.
Yes, I do believe that when these elections should be done properly. When this election first started, it started flawless from the top, and the top was the person that was in charge of this election process. They first put on bad promotional ads that had to be yanked, okay? And that was all through all the stations, and everybody probably heard them. And then now we're talking about not letting all the information be known. First of all, it should be included in the mailing, and she should know that, because how are folks going to know who they're voting for if they don't see a statement? Second of all, it should be running on the radio stations, the statements recorded by the candidates. Because, again, it puts the election where it was in 2008 when I was elected, didn't get seated till April because I didn't even know I was on the board, and I'm a staff member. Okay, so I didn't even know I won the election. Okay, because of the flawless of the people that run the election at the top. We as a PNB must take control of this election process, because once we put somebody in charge, if we don't make sure we know what's going on in the air, the stuff that's being run, or how this process is being done, we're going to still continue to get to this point where it's a chaotic thing, and we're still continuing with election extensions and all of that. So the election has to be done the proper way.
Rico.
That is to make sure that all of the folks that are voting have information to vote on, not just names.
Okay, Rico.
Yeah, I like to associate myself with the members as well, that I think that it may be money well spent. And I'd also like to say that there may be an added benefit of it being a little publicity to remind people that the stations are out there.
Nia. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yes.
Barely.
It's nothing that we didn't get to my motion. That's not why I'm saying this at all. But I'm kind of surprised to hear Campbell say that. So I don't know what's going on. But like I said earlier, let me serve you correctly, this board passed a motion for the opt-out. So how is it that we are at this place? I don't understand. Was a decision made not to do this? Why are we even having this discussion when the board passed a motion for the opt-out?
Why don't we ask our ED?
Oh.
It would be nice to know, wouldn't it?
We have 6 more seconds, Chairman.
Perhaps we could get that as a point of information, and then
you can make it a point. Elaine, do you want to respond to that?
Please.
As I understand it, we are at this point because there are some points in the bylaws that the election supervisor operates independently, and there have been a lot of different views expressed, and so this is, she was trying hard in many ways to save us money. I have mixed feelings about it, and so that's why I supported Campbell in bringing this up tonight.
Is the election supervisor going to bear the cost of litigation personally?
Summer, you don't have the floor, and we're out of time.
Sorry.
Let's go to a vote on this. Campbell, read your motion again.
Move that the PMB reaffirms its position that all members in this election will receive full candidate statements unless they affirmatively opt out.
Okay, that's clear enough.
With their ballot. Can you just add that?
Yeah,
in?
With their ballot. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
With
their ballot.
Okay, so a yes vote means you support Campbell's motion. A no vote means you don't. Richard, take the roll.
Okay, Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kimmy Orndorff.
Yes.
Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Jim Bennett. Sophia Wangaza.
Yes.
Sharam Azmir.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg. Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Joe Wenzala.
Pass.
Sean O'Brien.
Pass.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Summer Reese.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Nope. Don't wonder where the money's going to come from.
Alberto Lorero.
Same with me. I'm a tightwad.
Is that a no?
No.
Thank you. Richard Uzzell, yes. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Jill Wenzala Pass.
Yes.
And Sean O'Brien passed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 17 yes, 2 no.
Okay, the motion passes. Arlene, would you forward that to the NES for her information? And please, let's get back on the phone for the executive session as soon as possible. Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.